Well, it's good to see you here today. We've been studying 10 values for living. It's been based upon our 10 commandments found in Exodus chapter 20. And today we're going to be halfway through. As we run down the list of the first four values again, I want to ask you to do something, if you would. I want to encourage you to take a brief mental inventory as we go through this list. Ask yourself how each of these values has maybe been applied in your life. Has there been a need for improvement in one of these areas or multiple areas or some change in any of these areas in your life? If so, ask yourself the question, have I made those changes or adjustments? Or I'm in the process, or am I in the process of making those changes and adjustments? If we just, from a head knowledge, understand these values, that as good as that may be, because some aren't even aware of these, it's still not really enough. It's not enough to just acknowledge a need for a foundation in our life of biblical core values. We have to, in a practical way, adopt these values and allow them to impact our lifestyle. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 6 says, you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. So we see evidence right there. God himself tells us that unless we commit wholeheartedly to these values, they really become of no use in our life. Value 1 was put God first. Value 2 was idolize nothing and worship God only. Value 3 was take God seriously. Value 4 was reserve a day for you and God. And that brings us to value 5. It's found in Exodus 20 and in verse 12. Scripture there says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now, we often put this into context with the verses in Ephesians over in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. The Apostle Paul wrote those to the church, the people at Ephesus. And it says there, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Now, obviously, this is in context as we see the fifth commandment referred to. Often in writings in the New Testament, you'll see scripture quoted from the Old Testament or Old Testament scriptures that were mentioned. And so we see in the context here, we see that fifth commandment is referred to. But when we see the word children, we tend to view that as little children still at home. Now, that's not an inaccurate view, but it's just not a total view of what this commandment is meant to say. The commandment goes beyond that. You see, there's no time limit on this value. When God gave us this value, along with the others, there's no time limit. It will continue. In fact, an example, immediately following this service, I'm going to be traveling down to Bangs, Texas to do a funeral. Aaron Lassiter and Callie Adams, who are part of our church here, and their family are saying goodbye to their mom. She passed away, and we're going down there to honor her. But I want to tell you, this value and this commandment doesn't stop when we move out of the house. It doesn't stop at the death of a loved one, a parent. It continues. We have an opportunity. There is no time limit on this value. And so, I hope that brings it into context for you today as you look at maybe your relationship or how you might honor your parents. And that is the fifth value, honor your parents. This commandment seems to take a few things for granted. Let's look at some of them. First of all, it presupposes that you know who your parents are. Second, it assumes that you know them well enough to appreciate their significance. And finally, it implies that you have the opportunity to honor them or to pay respect and let them know how you feel about them. But we all know that there are those who don't know their parents. There are those who don't appreciate them or are even bitter toward them for the way that they were raised. Then there are those who would like to let them know that you appreciate them, but they're no longer here. Yet God knows all of your circumstances. No matter your upbringing, no matter who you are, no matter where you were born, no matter who your parents are, He knows your circumstances, and still this commandment was written for you. And I believe that it gives us the capability of following this value. Still, for some, let's admit it, it's difficult. Maybe for you. You might be sitting here today thinking, man, why should I honor my parents? You don't know my circumstances. You don't know the scars. You don't understand the depth of the issues that were in my home. Why should I honor my parents? Well, the Bible gives us at least four reasons. We'll limit it to those today. At least four. In Exodus 20 and 12, God says to honor your parents, to live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 16, do you remember the parallel scripture where Moses repeats the commandments before the people enter the promised land? God gives the reason that it may go well with you. Then over in the New Testament, and we already referred to a portion of it, but in places in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul elaborates on these ideas. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, he simply says, you should honor your parents because this is right. And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, he says, it pleases the Lord. So why honor your parents? No matter your circumstances, why honor your parents? Live long, be well, do right, and please God. These are some pretty good reasons. Honor them to live long, to be well, to do right, and to please God. Now, there's another reason that's not in the Bible. You want to hear it? I'm going to tell you anyway. In her book on the Ten Commandments, there's a lady named Joy Davidman, and she uses in one chapter one of Grimm's fairy tales and retells that that story. The story is about some parents who had both children and one grandfather who was still at home living with them. Grandfather was getting a little sloppy in his old age. In fact, at meal times, he tended to get his food in places he shouldn't. He couldn't help it. So the parents decided he can't sit at the table anymore. The author paints this rather sad picture using the Grimm's fairy tale and continues the story and shows this guy sitting, the grandfather, this poor guy sitting in the corner, literally, in disgrace, because he couldn't handle his food well. Being isolated didn't help. In fact, it caused the situation to deteriorate to the point where they took away his fork and his knife and his spoon. And they put his food in a trough for him to eat with his hands. One day the parents noticed the children were out playing in the shed, but they had some tools, and they asked them what they were building, and the children said, a trough for you when you get old. And the moral of this sad story is, honor your father and mother, because one day you'll want your children to do the same for you. Your children will learn how to honor you from watching how you honored your parents. This value for living has implications for generations to come. Not just when we move out of the house. Remember what your parents have done for you and honor them. Even if the legacy your parents left was not good, it might have been horrible, might have been sinful, might have been damaging. But you have the opportunity to leave a better one. Why did God give this commandment? Well, I think, first of all, because obviously, he knew that there are no perfect parents. Some of the guys over here now all of a sudden are taking notes. Okay, no perfect parents. Got that down? Okay, good. Even the best parents make mistakes. Some parents were and are terrible parents. Let's admit it. God knows. He knows the parents that are less than what they should be, but he still says to honor them. So if you can't honor the person, you can honor the position. You see, honor doesn't include following them in ways that are in direct disobedience to God's principles. There may be times you're faced with a choice to follow God or follow ungodly parents. Choose to follow God while being a godly example to your parents, and let God sort out the details. That's all I can tell you. Sometimes you'd have to make choices that are difficult. So why did God give this value? There are no perfect parents. And secondly, respect for authority begins in the home. And the implications here are great, because you know, this is the key to societal stability. You look at society today, and I want to tell you, when you see kids who do not honor their parents, they don't even listen to their parents, it's a carryover in what takes place in society today. And the Bible is very clear that this societal stability begins in the home, that respect for authority. Have you noticed a lack of respect for authority almost across the board today? Students say things to teachers, to parents, little kids question authority. Adults question the authority of figures, authority figures in their life. People question the authority of God. And I want to tell you, it can stem from the home. Now, in context here, God gives these values. It's reiterated again in Deuteronomy before the children of Israel, that nation, are to go into that promised land. And God knew that it was important for Israel to have this stability as they set up life in this promised land. And in fact, the command was given to them as a key to living long and well in the land that God was giving them. So that's where you get this promise. Number three, our attitude toward our parents can affect our other relationships. This is a lesson every child needs to learn. It determines how well you'll do at school, in your career, and in your other relationships. The child that grows up saying, nobody tells me what to do, is going to have a hard time keeping a job, making friends, and pleasing the Lord. And that makes for a tough path in life. Even adults can find themselves reacting to their parents through other relationships. Have you noticed that? You ever have a strain in your marriage because of that? You say, yeah, but it's not my parents that are the problem. I'm just saying, how you look at things in the area of authority, beginning with parents, affects other relationships also. So how do you honor your parents? I mean, I think we see, it's pretty straightforward. God says, you do this, and here are the benefits. And again, it's a command, not a suggestion. So I think we've established the fact that this is a value worth applying in our life. So how do we do that? Well, there are many things that come to mind. And probably not only generally speaking, but probably specifically in your family. But I want to point out just a few things. First of all, that it depends on which stage of life you're in. At each stage, you can apply this value differently. You honor your parents as a child by obeying and respecting them. Ephesians 6:1, we've referred to it. It says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Do what they say, first of all, willingly. Secondly, pleasantly. And thirdly, how about immediately? I want to tell you, just obeying because you feel like you have to, that doesn't leave room for any love in that relationship. But obeying because you love them will lead to willingly, pleasantly, and immediately. Again, you say, I'm in a home that man, they don't deserve my respect. No, but the Lord does. The Lord deserves your respect. And for some reason, he's told us to honor our father and our mother. Not to the extent of things that would go against biblical teaching and sinful living. But you honor the Lord first and let him sort out the rest. So children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord and it's the right thing to do. Obey God and he'll give you direction in obeying your parents. Proverbs 19:26 says, children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace. As long as you are under parental care and authority, bottom line is you're to obey them. So, what about the next stage in life? You honor your parents as a young adult by accepting and appreciating them. You know, as you grow older, you may recognize some true weaknesses of your parents. I've heard people say, man, when I was growing up, my dad could do no wrong, or my mom could do no wrong. And then as you get older, you see, maybe there were some chinks in the armor, you know. There might have been a little blemish here and there, and maybe there were some issues. And you realize that as you get older. So it becomes important that you accept them in spite of their faults. Acceptance doesn't mean pretending they're perfect or agreeing with all that they did or all they ask you to do now. So what does acceptance mean? If we're to accept and appreciate them, what does it mean? Well, acceptance, first of all, it means realizing God used them to bring you into the world. I mean, you didn't have anything to do with that. They gave you life. They're part of your life. And regardless of their parenting skills, You owe them your life. Acceptance means listening to what they have to say. Now, when you're out on your own, you may not be bound by their advice, but you aren't supposed to despise it. At least outwardly. It may be some lousy advice. But you don't despise it. In fact, and the reason I say that, Proverbs, this is just one specific example. Proverbs 23:22 says, listen to your father who gave you life and don't despise your mother when she is old. So you say, God, why should I accept my parents or honor my parents? And God says, because I said so. Acceptance means to listen to what they have to say. And you know, what this simply means is, this says to pay them the courtesy of listening to them. And if you disagree, disagree without being disagreeable. But you might just be surprised by the wisdom that they can offer through their experience in life. Acceptance means, number three, forgiveness. A fact of life is we often hurt those we love the most, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. But families need to be built on forgiveness just like God forgives us. Today it's not as popular to forgive and honor your parents as it is to blame them for the way you turned out. But God says forgive. Proverbs 20:20 says, if you curse your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. Now, this is simply saying bitterness is self-destructive, so forgive. Does God want you to honor the wrong things your parents did? No, he wants you to forgive anything they did wrong and focus on anything they did right. Deuteronomy 26:11 says, celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. Human nature focuses on the negative most all the time in many situations. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's a lot easier. Focus on what was done right. You can learn from what was done wrong. Focus and forgive. You know, normally we can at least appreciate your parents' effort. Parenting is challenging, and you can appreciate their sacrifice. Parenting is expensive. So you honor your parents in these ways as a young adult. You honor your parents as an adult by affirming and not abandoning them. Unfortunately, for many, the more years they live, the less respect they receive. It's the exact opposite of the way it ought to be. But in the United States, we have gone down a path that sometimes the more years, the less respect. Think about it. Their affirming friends begin to die. Corporate America is not near as interested in them anymore. Their grown children are busy with their own families, and the ones to whom honor is due can live lonely lives. Proverbs 3:27 says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Your parents need to know they made some positive contribution in your life, if in fact they did. Stay in touch with them. Let them know that you care. Share some of the details of your life with them. Most are interested in that. The things that become just everyday things for you may appear as milestones that bring back some unbelievable memories for your parents. Call them and talk to them about it. Let them know what's going on in your life. To honor means to recognize the significance of. Show them they're significant to you while you can. The Bible says the way you treat your elderly parents is a demonstration of your faith or your Christianity. 1 Timothy 5:8 says those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, they've denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. It's not the government's or even this church's responsibility to provide for your parents or your grandparents. It's your responsibility and it's your privilege. Now, parents, it's a good step toward assuring that you are honored in the future for you to be honorable today. You can begin by honoring your Heavenly Father. But that's only possible by having a relationship with Him that comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Is He Lord of your life? He will be if you let Him. Let's give honor where honor is due. Would you stand with me for just a moment? I want to encourage you as we start listing these, continue listing these values, to say, Lord, how specifically do you want me to apply this to my life? What steps do you want me to take? And make that a project. And that project will turn, you know, it's a great project to be obedient to God and to have these values in your life. The benefits are amazing. But ask Him what specific steps, and make obedience to God this project, which will turn from a project to a lifestyle. I want to encourage you. And if today, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you really can't call God your Heavenly Father. You know what? He loves you. He's building a family, and He wants you to be part of it for eternity. Oftentimes, we look to an earthly father, and that's our view of the Heavenly Father. And for some, that's not a good picture. But I want to tell you, our Heavenly Father loves you. He's perfect. And so why not begin a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, today? We can tell you how to do that if you've never taken that step. And if you have, let's apply these values to our life and honor Him as we do. I'm going to pray a brief prayer, and then we're going to sing a song. We want you to sing with us as we close out this service. But if you'd like to pray, we allow, in fact, we encourage during that song, if you'd like to pray here at the front somewhere, sit on the front or kneel down our side rooms that we have, we encourage you to do that. Just get away and alone with the Lord. Or maybe you want to pray with someone. Maybe you're going through some difficult times. We'll have encouragers that can help you and pray with you. Maybe you'd like to begin that relationship with Jesus Christ or find out about Trinity Baptist. We'll help you any way that we can. But you're welcome to pray with someone or pray by yourself if you have a need. Following the service, if there's any question you have or you'd like to talk to someone, we'll be down here briefly following the end of the service too, that we can pray with you or talk with you. The important thing is take that next step in your faith walk, would you? Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. We honor you today as our Heavenly Father. And may we appropriate these values in our life to bring glory to you. Thank you again for loving us.